Law number two, the law of influence. The true measure of leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. What do leaders look like? Do they always look powerful, impressive, charismatic? And how do you measure the effectiveness of a leader? Can you put two people side by side and instantly tell which is the better leader? These are questions people have asked for hundreds of years. One of the most effective leaders of the 20th century was anything but impressive upon first appearance. When people think of Mother Teresa, they envision a frail little woman dedicated to serving the poorest of the poor. But she was also a tremendous leader. I say that because she had an amazing amount of influence with others. And if you don't have influence, you will never be able to lead others. Mother Teresa's impact reached far beyond her immediate environment. People from all walks of life and from nations around the globe respected her, and when she spoke, people listened. Author and former presidential speechwriter Peggy Noonan wrote about a speech Mother Teresa gave at the National Prayer Breakfast in 1994. It illustrates her level of influence with others. Noonan observed, "The Washington establishment was there, plus a few thousand born-again Christians, Orthodox Catholics, and Jews. Mother Teresa spoke of God, of love, of families. She said we must love one another and care for one another. There were great purrs of agreement. But as the speech continued, it became more pointed. She spoke of unhappy parents in old people's homes who are hurt because they are forgotten. She asked, are we willing to give until it hurts in order to be with our families, or do we put our own interests first? The baby boomers in the audience began to shift in their seats, and she continued, I feel that the great destroyer of peace today is abortion, she said, and she told them why, in uncompromising terms. For about 1.3 seconds, there was a silence, then applause swept the room. But not everyone clapped. The President and First Lady, Bill and Hillary Clinton, the Vice President and Mrs. Gore, looked like seated statues at Madame Tussauds, moving not a muscle. Mother Teresa didn't stop there either. When she was finished, there was almost no one she hadn't offended. At that time, if just about any other person in the world had made those statements, people's reactions would have been openly hostile. They would have booed, jeered, or stormed out. But the speaker was Mother Teresa. She was a real leader, and when the real leader speaks, people listen. Leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less. Leadership is often misunderstood. When people hear that someone has an impressive title or an assigned leadership position, they assume that individual to be a leader. Sometimes that's true, but titles don't have much value when it comes to leading. True leadership cannot be awarded, appointed, or assigned. It comes only from influence, and that cannot be mandated. It must be earned. The only thing a title can buy is a little time, either to increase your level of influence with others or to undermine it. There are plenty of misconceptions and myths that people embrace about leaders and leadership. Here are some of the common ones. First, the management myth. A widespread misunderstanding is that leading and managing are one and the same. The main difference between the two is that leadership is about influencing people to follow, while management focuses on maintaining systems and processes. The best way to test whether a person can lead rather than manage is to ask him to create positive change. Managers can maintain direction, but often they can't change it. Systems and processes can do only so much. To move people in a new direction, you need influence. Number two is the entrepreneur myth. Frequently, people assume that all entrepreneurs are leaders, but that's not always the case. Entrepreneurs are skilled at seeing opportunities and going after them. They see needs and understand how to meet them in a way that produces a profit. But not all of them are good with people. Many find it necessary to partner with someone skilled at the people part of the equation. If they can't influence people, they can't lead. Number three, the knowledge myth. Sir Francis Bacon said, knowledge is power. If you believe power to be the essence of leadership, then you might naturally assume that those who possess knowledge and intelligence are therefore leaders. That isn't necessarily true. You can visit any major university and meet brilliant research scientists and philosophers whose ability to think is so high that it's off the charts, but whose ability to lead is so low that it doesn't even register on the charts. Neither IQ nor education necessarily equates to leadership. Number four, the pioneer myth. Another misconception is that anyone who is out in front of the crowd is a leader. But being first isn't always the same as leading. To be a leader, a person has to not only be out front, but also have people intentionally coming behind him, following his lead, and acting on his vision. Being a trendsetter is not the same as being a leader. Don't listen to the claims of the person professing to be a leader. Don't examine his credentials. Don't check his title. Check his influence. The proof of leadership is found in the followers. I personally learned the law of influence when I accepted my first job out of college. I went in with all the right credentials. I had the proper college degree. I had a great deal of insight into the work because of the training given to me by my father. I possessed the position and the title of leader in the organization. It made for a good-looking resume, but it didn't make me the real leader. At my first board meeting, I quickly found out who the real leader was, a farmer named Claude. When he spoke, people listened. When he made a suggestion, people respected it. When he led, others followed. If I wanted to make an impact, I would have to influence Claude. He, in turn, would influence everybody else. It was the law of influence at work. That being the case, why do some people emerge as leaders while others can't influence people, no matter how hard they try? I believe that several factors come into play. Character, who they are. True leadership always begins with the inner person. That's why someone like Billy Graham is able to draw more and more followers to him as time goes by. People can sense the depth of his character. Relationships, who they know. You're a leader only if you have followers, and that always requires the development of relationships. The deeper the relationships, the stronger the potential for leadership. In my career, each time I entered a new leadership position, I immediately started building relationships. Build enough of the right kinds of relationships with the right people, and you can become the real leader in an organization. Knowledge, what they know. Information is vital to a leader. You need a grasp of the facts, an understanding of dynamic factors and timing, and a vision for the future. Knowledge alone won't make someone a leader, but without knowledge, no one can become one. Whenever I was new in an organization, I always spent a lot of time doing homework before I tried to take the lead. Intuition, what they feel. Leadership requires more than just a command of data. It demands an ability to deal with numerous intangibles. In fact, that is often one of the main differences between managers and leaders. Leaders seek to recognize and influence intangibles such as energy, morale, timing, and momentum. Experience, where they've been. The greater the challenge you've faced as a leader in the past, the more likely followers are to give you a chance in the present. Experience doesn't guarantee credibility, but gives you a chance to prove that you are capable. Past successes, what they've done. Nothing speaks to followers like a good track record. Ability, what they can do. The bottom line for followers is what a leader is capable of. They want to know whether that person can lead the team to victory. Ultimately, that's the reason people will listen to you and acknowledge you as their leader. As soon as they no longer believe you can deliver, they will stop listening and following. I love the leadership proverb that says, "He who thinks he leads but has no followers is only taking a walk." If you can't influence people, then they will not follow you. And if people won't follow, you are not a leader. That's the law of influence.